Okay, so here we go. I'm just going to... With me today is Canadian actor Carl Campbell, who is here to talk about his acting career and his healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so let's talk about how you always want... Did you always want to be an actor?
No. I was fortunate enough to, hold on one second, I think that's my phone going off. Okay. Yeah, I was actually fortunate enough to appear in a baseball movie, and, you know, ironically enough, I had actually played baseball at Jacksonville University, and I was approached by an agent who looked at my build and said, hey, you know, there's a movie in town. It's called The Joe Torre Story, and they're looking for, you know, young athletic-looking guys, and do you know how to play baseball? And I was like, do I know how to play baseball? Of course. You know, so I went to the go see, and I was casted as one of the baseball players. Now, it was just, I was basically a glorified extra, you know, one with special skills, because they needed, you know, the players. So I got a chance to see how the actors were on set, and I saw how the movie magic was created. And that really got me excited, and that's what spurred me into becoming an actor. I thought to myself, wow, you know, this is pretty amazing. You know, I'd love to do more than just, you know, just be on screen playing a game or being silent. I'd love to learn how to deliver the lines. So I started studying it at a small studio in Toronto with an acting coach. His name was Earl Nanu, and yeah, he just set me on my path, and I've stuck with it ever since, and I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. It's the love of my life.
Wow. I mean, this was just by fluke. I mean, this was your destiny. So
it was really interesting how things turned out, you know, because when my acting coach Earl, he introduced me to the craft, he used spirituality, you know, as a means to really open me up and to think back to how I was back then. I guess I just was very, you know, closed-minded, and now I'm just definitely more open and broader and just a lot wiser. And you know, to be an actor, you really have to be a blank canvas, and that's what he was trying to accomplish and trying to let us understand in the very, very beginning.
Right. I mean, do you miss baseball at all? Like, I mean, is it...
You know, it's funny, because I played for so long. Yeah, definitely, especially with the Blue Jays doing so well.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. But I mean, you know, I've continued to play other sports, you know, recreationally. I do a lot of weight training and stuff. But being active in a sport, I think it was funny, because I reached... To me, I was very happy that I was able to reach the level that I did. I definitely wanted to go further. I had a little workout with a scout for the Blue Jays, you know, and he wanted to see if I was good enough to get drafted, and you know, unfortunately, I wasn't at that particular time. I think I definitely should have continued like playing. Like I had friends who had played like in Puerto Rico and in Miami, you know, and I think, you know, at that time I should have pushed a little further, because definitely had all the raw skills. And that next level coaching really comes, you know, into play. And you really have to play with the competition, you know, play at a higher level. And unfortunately in Canada, we just don't have it for baseball. We have it for hockey, but we don't have it for baseball, you know?
Yes, and but, you know, Carl, you know, sports like baseball, you know, any kind of sport helps you with whatever your passion is, right? I mean, there's nothing like it, so it...
100%. I agree, 100%. Now, you know, I was a pitcher. I was a pitcher, yeah. So growing up, I was primarily a pitcher, and it taught me, you know, a lot of life skills, you know, having determination, you know, just coming back from, you know, adversity, learning to really control your emotions, you know, not to, it's just, it teaches you leadership so much, you know. That's the one thing, I didn't realize it then, but I do realize it now, you know, because a pitcher really controls the tempo of the game, and you have a profound effect on the rest of your teammates. So if you lose your cool and you're not under control, the rest of your team, they're going to feed off of that energy, and they're not going to be able to perform. But when you're on and you're performing to the best of your abilities, you might not be winning at the time, but if you, you know, stick with it, and if you're determined, it'll carry over, and you will prosper, and you will, you know, pull it out of the fire. You know, I mean, I was able to do it many times as a kid.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, so the game definitely taught me some great skills.
And Carl, can you tell us some of the roles you've had and who you enjoyed working with?
Well, this last film, Hyena Road.
Yes.
We filmed that in Jordan.
Nice.
It was a great movie because I got a chance to work with Paul Gross. And, you know, he's Canadian film and TV royalty here. And it was amazing because we got a chance to work with Rossus Sutherland and Alan Honko, Christine Horn, and David Richmond-Pack. And it was great. Now, these actors are Canadian actors who are more experienced than myself, so it was a great getting the opportunity to work with them and to learn from them, to see how they prepare for their roles and how they go about doing their thing as actors. So this film, it was great. It was pretty awesome. I would say the one role that really sticks out in my mind was years ago when I got a chance to perform with Jamie Foxx in a film called Redemption. And that film was shot here in Toronto, and that film was about the Tookie Williams story. So Jamie played, you know, the legendary the gang leader Tookie Williams from the Bloods and the Crips. And it was funny because in the scene, I had rehearsed it in my mind, and you know, it was loud and brass, and it was a confrontational scene between my character, Deuce 5, and Jamie's character. We were vying for control in this prison, and in the opening scene, I went into Jamie and I kind of like tore a strip off of him, you know, in his face, and he pulled me aside and he said, you know, in a really, really soft voice, he said, you know, my man, like you're a big guy, and you know, you can deliver your message just through your body language, so just take it down a notch, and you know, we're going to do this again, right? And I was like, okay. Yeah, wow, you know, okay, all right, let's do this.
Wow.
You know, and we did it, and Vondi left the take, and he was able to do his thing, because he's the lead actor, you know? And he needed my energy to be right in order for him to perform and to, you know, to give the best performance.
that, he did Ray, and he won an Oscar for Ray.
Wow.
So, yeah, so for me, that was great. As an actor, young actor, I was like, wow, oh my God, I got a chance to act with somebody who was very close to being at the, you know, pinnacle of their career.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he taught me a very valuable lesson.
And that was to keep working on your craft?
Yeah, definitely, especially something like that. I think where it's, there isn't a, you never perfect it.
Mm.
You never perfect it.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's what the challenge is for everyone doing it. You know, you're always trying to give a better performance.
Yes, and you know, Carl, I love your quote. I'm just saying, like, here, surround yourself with successful people, and you will be successful, right? It's I love that quote.
Yeah, you know, I was, I'm Nelly Furtado's bodyguard, and I was introduced to that world by her manager, Chris Smith, who was a friend of mine, and because I'm involved in, I cheated him and I said, hey, you know, whenever Nelly needs a bodyguard, let me know. And he said, okay, all right, let's go. We're going to do a Canadian tour, and here you go. And he just jumped right into it. And once you see that another level of success and how those people go about living their lives and preparing and the things that they do, it definitely has a profound effect on you, especially if you want to achieve the same goals. So, I've always had that mindset, you know? Being a black man, there are definitely a lot of negative, what word am I looking for? There are just a lot of negative associations out there. So, you know, it's just really important for me to always project the positive image and to surround myself with positivity. That's just something that was bestowed upon me by my parents. You know, they just always wanted that kind of thing. So it's just carried over into my adult life.
And that's amazing. That's awesome. And, you know, Carl, when to go back, you play the role as Tank, right, in Hyena Road? Was that difficult to get into that role?
You know what? Lucky enough, no.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. It was a dream come true, man. I got to tell you that. I was like a kid in a candy store. I absolutely loved it. It was like every young guy's dream, or every guy's dream, basically, just to play soldier, you know? So especially my character, Tank, it called for, like, a big physical actor who was going to be, you know, the backbone of the team when the team was, you know, under fire, when the team just really needed to get out of any bad situations, and a guy, he would do some of the heavy lifting. And yeah, that is really my character, so I was able to connect with it really, really, really well. It was great. You know, in the audition, I got a chance to audition for Paul Gross, for the director. And yeah, you know, he's a fun, you know, little quirky personality, and you know, I did my audition, he looked at me, and you know, actually before I actually went into the audition, it was great because I decided to, you know, go in and I dressed in army pants and army shirt, and I really wanted to look really, really tough, you know. And I walked in and I shook his hand and I gave him a really, you know, physical handshake, and because I was going to be Tank, you know, I was going to show him that I am.
That's awesome.
I am the character, and it worked. It worked 100%. I loved it. That was such a great, great, great film to be a part of.
And congratulations. And that's going to be at the Toronto International Film Festival, right? And that's
yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. And one more question, Carl. I mean, you talked about weight training. Do you work out a lot? Like, how do you follow a healthy lifestyle? And
I've been training for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think staying active, staying physical, should be an important part of everyone's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I've reaped, the benefits of it. So I know that it definitely works. I like doing a combination of things. I used to run for a while, but unfortunately, running outside, it kills your knees. So
mm-hmm.
I like doing a lot of the mixture of stuff. So I run on the treadmill. I'll do a bit of weight training. I'm actually gonna pick up some yoga.
Nice.
I'm gonna pick up some yoga because I definitely want to work on my flexibility. And I saw that eating is the real key. It's really what you eat and what you put inside your body that really makes the difference.
Hmm. All right.
It makes the biggest difference. And we're all made up of different body types, so. I think the best thing to do for each person is to really experiment and to find out what really works for your body.
Right.
What works for me might not necessarily work for you based on your genetics, and my genetics
mm-hmm.
are different. So you just have to keep at it. Maybe running works for you, or cycling, or another form of activity, or weight training, that might work for you, but
right.
For me, it's been a combination of weights. I have pretty good genetics, so I'm still able to lift and to be physical, because I like being a very physical actor. So it definitely works for me.
Yes, definitely. And I want to thank you very much, Carl, for coming on the show, and I'd like to have you come back, because, it was so fast, and I would love to if in the future. So I wanted to say all the best to you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. I'd love to come back and love to continue our conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
Carl, thank you so much.
Oh, it was awesome.